You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 25. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked with Lacey Pascal, who is the Director of Web Communications over at Vanderbilt University. We definitely don't start by talking about higher education because Lacey and Logan both have adorable children. And apparently I don't have a soul and I have nothing because I don't have children. But I continue to learn more about the SEC and Southern sports and football and college football and baseball. There were a lot of sports in this episode.
And as you might know, Vandy and Belmont are both in Nashville. In fact, they're just blocks away from each other. So Lacey and I talk about how incredibly weird it is that we only see each other once a year at the Hyatt Web Conference in another city thousands of miles away. We also talk about big changes that happened in her area at Vanderbilt. Her department grew from 3 members to 14 members in the last few months. That's a pretty big change. We also talk about customer service and the best ways to teach software. We hope you enjoy this episode and will subscribe on iTunes. Thanks.
Jackie, I was going to tell you about, you were talking about your intake vent, right?
Yes.
This is super important to this podcast.
Okay.
So I used to live at Worthen, which is this factory that was turned into lofts. Okay. And so I just moved like a year ago from there. And I lived on the top floor. And above my unit was every single air conditioner unit for the building. And when I was looking at it to buy it, I went during the fall, and so none of that was on.
Yep.
And when it hit summertime, it was like it was an airplane hangar in one of my rooms, which happened to be where the baby's room was when he was born.
Of course.
And so all day long and all night long, you just heard the power of like 50 AC units turning on and off at random times.
God, yes.
And so when we were selling it, we were just like, okay, so we have to sell it when it's nice weather.
Yeah. And or like
not super hot.
Right. People can only come see it like when the AC is off because right. It's insane. Like I have my intake vent is right in my family or my family room, my only like living room area. And of course it's where the TV is and it's so loud that I have to actively raise the volume probably about, I don't know, whatever unit of volume is on a television, but I would say like between 20 and 30 like units of volume on my television, which is just crazy. But like I've started to not notice it, but I get really self-conscious about it if I have guests over.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry that I've like adapted to this and I realize that you yes. probably hate my, like you hate me.
I'm sorry that you will need earplugs in order yep. to sleep in my guest room.
My
but
bad, yes.
I'm in Nashville.
I didn't know.
That
yeah.
That brings me back to our very first episode where
and I was
Todd is like,
yep.
What is that?
Yes. What did he call it? I can't
So remember. Your very first episode was in your new place.
Yeah, well, yes, I've been in Albany. I was in Albany before the podcast started.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
She moved like the couple weeks before Hyatt Web.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we started this after Hyatt Web.
Yes. Yes.
I remember the conversation.
Yep.
Yes.
You guys were talking about starting it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a conversation. I've been asked so many times about like, oh, well, how did you start this podcast? And I'm like, I think Logan and I would say very different stories. So I don't really know the true story. I know that I was like dying. I was kind of like hankering to podcast because at that time I was doing a lot of running because I was training for a half marathon and I was listening to podcasts while I ran.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me want to podcast really bad. And I think that's where it was born. So
cat is funny. Or is that your cat?
That's my cat. She's standing in the doorway just looking at me like, why won't you love me?
She's dejected.
She knows. It's like it's so fun. She's just staring and like looking around and making this weird meowing noise.
She's like, you're talking to yourself. What
yeah.
is going on? I'm here to play with you.
Exactly. I think that because I'm talking to myself, she's like, I'm going to talk to myself too.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's playing with her small little toy mouse. I have to clarify that because one time I was talking to a friend on the phone
and she heard my cat, and she's like, wow, she's loud. I'm like, yeah, she's playing with her mouse. Like, there's so many mice just all over my apartment now that I have this cat. And my friend thought I meant that she had live mice. I'm like, yeah, because I would purchase live mice for my cat to play with.
Yes, all over your apartment.
In my apartment. That is definitely not what I would do.
I just wanted to mention that the one thing Jackie leaves out is the month that we sat and did nothing because Jackie wanted to plan everything and have scripts and topics for each episode.
It wasn't a script.
And then there was the quiz that we were going to have for every guest. Yes, you wanted to have a quiz where we asked them specific questions.
What were the quiz questions going to be? I'm curious.
It wasn't a quiz. It was more of like a funny... It was like a funny thing. Or like
you remember the Daily Show before Jon Stewart? It was that.
Oh.
Yes, it was the Craig Kilborn where we put you on the spot. You didn't expect it, even though you kind of did, because it was a thing.
Yeah, but it was going to be different every episode.
Have you seen the thing on... They talked about it on the Today Show, and it's this group that asks someone 99 questions in 7 minutes.
What? No.
And so they followed... Like, Matt Lauer did it, and so they followed him from the time he entered the building to him walking on set and literally asked him 99 questions. And it was all like things you could answer with one answer. But I've got to find it online because they've done it with loads of people. But it's just this like rapid fire, random questions too.
So,
you know, what's the very first concert you went to? What color are your underwear, boxers or briefs?
Before we get any deeper into this.
I want to do this as an episode.
We should probably introduce our guest.
Right.
Because most people may not know exactly who she is by the voice.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we should do that. All right. Go ahead. Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
In 7 minutes or less.
In 7 minutes or less. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Lacey Pascal, but a lot of people still know me as Lacey Tite. And I am the director of web communications at Vanderbilt in Nashville. And have been involved in Hyde Web for a really long time. And have a 15-month-old and no cats, unlike Jackie and Logan.
Hey, I have a 22-month-year-old. And,
yes.
And six cats. And Jackie has a nothing and a cat.
I have nothing. Gee, thanks.
But between the three of us, we have seven cats. And two kids.
Yes.
That's a good point.
It's exciting.
So that kind of sounds almost normal.
Yes.
On average.
And I am still adjusting, and I'm sure you can tell me more about this, to the no sleep lifestyle. I'm not sure when that actually gets better, but Hayden still doesn't sleep through the night. And that's exciting stuff.
So
that's why they make them cute.
So Simon started sleeping through the night about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And
oh my God, then, no!
Is it too late to take him back to the store?
But you're more than halfway there. You're more than halfway there. And he didn't sleep through the night last night because of second-year molars.
Oh, yeah.
So those are rough because he knows how to really scream now. But he's sleeping on a bed and rolling off of it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, that's fun. But luckily it's on the floor, so he wakes up in odd positions, like half off, half on, sometimes with carpet, like, impressions on his face.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Babies are just weird.
They are. Yeah.
He's not.
I mean, he's not
a baby anymore. He's
they
a
are
big boy.
Until you're around one like all the time, and all the little things that they do, and like Hayden had a frisbee accident that involved a frisbee laying on the ground and him just face planting into it, and he scraped the whole side of his face. And so my husband is like, "We need to make this story more like he caught that frisbee and it was an amazing save." And I'm like, "No, he literally just like fell on it." And now he looks like he's been in a cage fight.
He was in a cage fight.
Yeah.
Well, one of the interesting things is, you know, all of this stuff. Yeah, he doesn't sleep through the night. But then he comes up to you and it's like, "Bubbles." And you're like, "Oh my gosh, you're so cute."
Yes. It doesn't take long for you to forget.
And it's the little things. Like,
Today he wasn't so good in the grocery store, so Marin had to take him back to the car. But he's a sweet little thing. He watched Star Trek Deep Space Nine an entire episode before this.
Ooh. Wow.
And I was very impressed with that. And he got so excited at the opening. I know. He got so excited at the beginning, the theme song. Like the comet comes by and he's like, "Oh, space!" And I'm like, "Yes."
Wow, you are teaching him all the right things, apparently.
Reason him right.
And he walked up to the screen and he pointed as the runabouts flew by and the Defiant. I was very impressed. He's a cute kid.
So proud.
He got so excited at Next Generation. Like, he jumped every time the Enterprise would shoot by in the theme song. He just, like, kind of jump up in the air a little bit. It's really cute.
Uh-huh. He's going to be such a nerd.
Oh, he likes other stuff, too. He likes Thomas.
It's funny, though. Like,
he likes normal things. Huh?
Is your wife a nerd?
Yeah.
Like, we are both, like... My husband is a software developer, programmer guy. I am a developer. He has no chance of not being a total geek.
Aaron doesn't get excited when I see like a model of the Defiant online and want to buy it. but she does get excited for me. And she does enjoy Deep Space Nine and Next Generation. And she can commentary on it as we're watching. So
true love.
Though she did not know that Dr. Bashir is now... like Dorian Mantell on Game of Thrones, but he aged very well.
I'm excited to see Hayden grow up and just become a small child nerd all the way through adult nerd. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he'll just do that thing where like the kid's completely opposite of the parents.
Right. And he'll be like an artist.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Band or something.
Or like a poet or something. Like or a creative writer.
I am curious to see how Simon will turn out. He is very, he doesn't talk a lot, but he can work an iPad, like really, really work it.
You're his father, that is why he can work an iPad.
He can switch between apps with multitasking and stuff.
Yeah.
Like he's figured it out that much. Turn up and down the volume, like go into Netflix and do stuff. I mean,
Not like I'm so terrified that your child can like operate an iPad. He
opened a door yesterday. He reached up and opened a door and scared the crap out of Marin's parents.
I know, because you're like...
It was the door to the stairwell.
Yeah, like, I don't know. At what age will Hayden and Simon get their own cell phone? And will it be a smartphone or will it be like whatever they call them now, feature phone?
A can with a string on it?
That thing too.
Simon has his own iPad.
All right, well, so maybe next year when, you know, Simon's apparently driving too next year.
So I'm weird because obviously we're like big geeky people, but I'm still doing like no screen for Hayden. And so, of course, my brother is always trying to show him things. He's always trying to show him like UT football. UT and Vandy are so, and they keep buying him UT shirts.
Okay.
And they're just mean. I'm like, there's no orange in this house. When they're here, they like will take him upstairs and he'll come down and he'll have on like a UT.
Should ask him which team had the best season because UT's not doing any better than Vanderbilt.
I know. Come on. And most of our players at least graduate. I mean, they might have other problems, but.
A few.
Yes.
We won't talk about that.
Your hair is really fluffy.
Yes. I would like to thank my mother and father for this crazy head of hair that I have. I'll include for our viewers at home a picture of me as a small child, and I will tell the story. I think
you've seen that picture on Facebook.
You probably have.
I've taken a screenshot too in case we need to post it on the show.
Yeah. Someone. Oh, are you screenshotting?
I already did.
Can I do one where I'm like not talking or zoning?
No, that's okay.
I know, we need to be able to make faces.
That picture circulated, and then it circulated my office, and someone actually made, which I'll try to dig up for our website, someone made a GIF of my hair growing out, like, into its full puff, Yeah, so we'll try
to. I love colleagues like that.
They're great. They're real great. And the Nat circulated for a really long time.
Yes.
But yeah, they're a great, real welcoming group of people. Making fun of my hair.
And when your parents see it, because they listen to this podcast.
They do.
I'm sure they will get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will. That's a great picture. It circulates mostly every year on my birthday, my mother posts it to the Facebook.
And you're like, can you pick a different one?
Yeah. Well, like maybe there's so many to choose from. I don't know why she keeps picking that one, but it's probably because it's most accessible.
It's pretty cute, too. She's pretty fluffy.
I am very fluffy. Quite fluffy. I don't know how we got on this topic at all. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was born with, like, literally, like, the day of my birth with this much hair. Like, I don't know if it ever, like, had to grow. I think it was just always this big. But thanks, Mom. Nice. Thanks, Dad. Well, thanks. Yeah, all my parents. Very, very thankful for that.
So how are things at Vandy?
Things are good. We are in the middle of lots of the summertime, as everybody kind of in high ed. Some people think that's a slow time if you don't work in high ed. It's so busy in our office because everyone suddenly remembers, oh, I have a website. I should probably, like, do something with that.
Yep.
So we have, you know, lots of our schools that are wanting to work on redesigns, faculty who have come out of the, you know, fog of being in a semester wanting to work on some stuff. And then our baseball team is – probably going to end up in the World Series,
which
hopefully.
Is annoying.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because we beat them every single time this year, and we didn't even make it out of our tournament.
I learned about sports in our last episode. I learned about Roll Tide. So, and
she
I said
learned
I was
about the SEC, is what she learned.
Yeah,
about.
I learned about the Vanderbilt team because our last guest, Kimberly, told me that. Being a Vanderbilt fan is kind of like being a Buffalo Bills fan because they're basically the equivalent of the Buffalo Bills. And I was like, that's great. I'm right there with you. Because
like one of the things we say a lot at Vanderbilt is we know how to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. That in, you know, especially in football, but we will be doing
it's always that
awesome.
Second.
We're
always
like
that
kicked.
Second. It's always that
and
second
then
inning
it's
for
like,
you guys.
Oh no, wait, we can't actually win. So, you know, let's pull it back a little bit.
Nice.
So that's, yeah, we know, like Vandy fans know exactly what it's like to be, you know, painfully loyal, but you know, you get a payoff once every decade.
There you go. Well, yeah, then I'm wholeheartedly a Vandy fan. I'm going to have to get a Vandy jersey or a shirt or something.
So the other thing, if we're, because we can try and talk about some things that seem like high ed instead of just babies and Vandy.
Oh, well, we talked about sports in higher ed, so we're good. We're covered.
Right.
Check.
So moderately interesting to some, I get questions about this stuff. So over the last 18 months. All of the web people at Vanderbilt were merged into my department.
Oh, and what is the title of what's your department?
So my department is web communications, and there used to be three of us, and now there's 14.
Whoa.
Nice.
And so there was web people out in our schools and in some of the really large departments.
Interesting.
And as part of a larger kind of IT merger, they wanted to merge all of the web people together. And thankfully, they didn't merge them in IT. And they were like, oh, let's just merge them into Lacey's group. So we've gone crazy from I've had three people in my office to now there's 14 of us. We had to find new office space.
Yeah.
And then just all of those people that used to work apart on their own.
Right.
Are still trying to figure out how we all work together. And there's lots of really cool synergies that happen. Because, you know, now you're surrounded by people that understand what you do.
Right.
Because a lot of them went from being the only person in their department who even knew what the interweb was and why they should be spending time on the website and stuff.
Yeah.
So now there's, you know, they've got all these people all around them who understand what they do. But it's been really interesting kind of politically and socially for that group because we were, you know, for 6 months after the merger, we were still in like 12 different buildings. because we were working on Office Space. So we were all within the same department, and I was supervising all of them. And some of them I would see like once a month
in person. Where are you guys now?
So now we're in that Baker building, which is behind Qdoba.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have really nice offices now, which is handy. And so we're kind of all in that one space, and it's good. Wow. There's still kind of things that are being worked out, as you can imagine, from just like old bosses still getting used to the fact that their employee doesn't actually work for them anymore, even though they still support their school.
Yep.
Yeah, I have like 6,000 questions.
I've seen stuff like that before.
Like, this is the coolest thing. I had no idea that this was happening. That is so cool.
It's been fascinating. Just the whole, this all happened, and then we all moved. We got into the same space, and then very shortly after that happened, I went on maternity leave. And so all these people had been brought into their first space, and I remember because I found out about the merger when I was pregnant, and it was like, I can't compute this.
I'm just going to go. That's okay.
I'm just going to leave for 4 months. Yeah, and when I come back, like, it'll all be fine.
Yeah. You guys stay here. I'm going to just go real quick. You guys figure it all out. Call me if you need anything. Probably won't answer.
So like the month before I left on maternity leave, we moved into our new offices. My senior web developer accepted another job.
Oh.
And he went to another job, and it was a great opportunity for him. And so I was super excited for him, but at the same time, I was 8.5 months pregnant and was literally like about to have a meltdown about him leaving. And so then I got back from maternity leave, and a lot of the kind of, oh, we're all in one department had kind of worked itself out over the 4 months while I was off, you know, because they were all physically in that same space. So there was a lot of, you know, how do we manage projects now that we're all in the same department, and how do we prioritize things, and do people get to work on different areas than where they came from? Or so all of that is still kind of happening. And so we're trying to have people work on different projects across all the different areas, but it has definitely been an exercise in patience and kind of saying, you know, we can't change everything all at once. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of have to see how things are going to fall out and what people's strengths and weaknesses are. And now I think it was a good decision. At first, it was kind of scary for all of us in our small department, because we were like, what's going to happen to this small group of, we know everything there is to know about each other and what we all do and everything. So
I think it's kind of amazing that you have 14 web people.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at us, and wow.
Do you
like
find
full-time web people? Wow.
Yeah, like I don't want to discredit the work that people do, and obviously I'm not super like filled in on all of Vanderbilt schools or things, but do you find that that's too many people? Like, I feel like a web team that big is, you know, with everyone kind of in the same
skill set. Some of them are more content and strategy.
Yep.
And I would say only, you know, half of them are what I would consider like technical web people. So it's a mix. That's where I'm talking about learning people's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
That a lot of them might have had the same job title.
Mm-hmm.
But within a larger group, you're able to kind of say, you know, well, these are their strengths and weaknesses, and maybe we can parse out those responsibilities.
Right.
We definitely keep busy because we support the entire web environment at Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it's a whole lot of different things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And we also provide all of the support for all the users of our systems. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
And so like we manage our help desk and everything like that, and which that in and of itself is, you know, every single person on my team, they have help desk days.
Okay.
And so they have days where they don't have to deal with the help desk. And that's their, like, I actually get work done days. Because the help desk days are just all day long responding to users who can't figure out how to bold something.
Yeah.
Or more complicated things. But a lot of times, it's like literally last week we got a ticket about adding a comma. And I'm like, they need to come to training. Because that's ridiculous. It took you longer to open that help desk ticket.
Yeah.
would have for you to just add the comma. Oh
my gosh.
I don't understand why I have to type out strong when I used to be able to just type B. It don't make no sense.
Yeah. It don't. So then this is what's really, and I think this is interesting to some other schools too, because I know other schools have this position. So one of my people, all he does is email. So HTML email design and all of the coding for it and all the analytics for it, because there's like 4.7 million emails that go out a year from Vanderbilt. It's
a very special kind of person to code email, because email is the most frustrating thing on earth to code.
Yep.
And what do you mean the backgrounds of my tables aren't going to color in Outlook?
Right. Or you can't play a video? What?
Yeah, but that's like a perfect example of strengths and weaknesses. Like, if that's what he's doing, like, he is the strongest person, because he's going to be like running into those roadblocks and understanding how to overcome them instead of someone else like struggling to do it.
So, and so there's several other people on the team who can assist. Mm-hmm. You know, if something comes up and he's just overwhelmed, or if a ticket comes in for something and it just has to get done right then and he can't do it. But for the most part, he's kind of that central person. So that's where, you know, with that larger group, we really can focus people in on what they like doing.
Right.
And everybody has to do things they don't like, which is the help desk. and other things, too.
Working with people, really.
Right. You know, and it's weird because I love doing classes. And I like doing training classes where I get to talk to people and interact with people. Mm-hmm. But there's just, I think everybody struggles with the help desk of, you know, we have to have that because of the volume, but it takes out the personal side of stuff. So it's easier to get annoyed because all you're doing is reading kind of what they're asking for. And it feels so transactional.
Oh yes. Definitely. Well, over at Merit, we have obviously a help desk system as well. And, you know, people all, it's so like funny that this, it's like a help desk for all different types of user situations. Like, we have our students, we have our users, we have people inquiring about Merit, we have parents, we have grandparents. Like, the number of grandparents that have called us, like, asking questions, and like, it's just so funny, and like, it's awesome. Like, you know, obviously we want these types of people to call us to have questions. That means that they're, you know, using Merit. But I had to like talk a elderly woman through like how to open Safari like on her computer, and I'm like, you know, I'm here for you. I don't know what, like, but like, I'm running out of ways to describe to you over a phone like how to access the internet, like, and then let alone like answer the question that you're asking me. But that's,
and it's like, once she does get the browser open, will she actually be able to do anything else that
you're needing?
She
thought that like her, I don't know how she, I still to this day have no idea how she did it, but she was accessing her email, but like wasn't using a web browser. And I can't imagine that she had anything like some external like mail app installed. Right. Like, I can't imagine that was the situation. So she thought that her email window, essentially, like the open the email, was also a web browser. So I, to explain that concept of like, no, you're not looking at the internet, I put that in quotes, right now. Like, you're looking at an email right now, was just like, oh my God. Like, all right, we're gonna do this. We're gonna push. We're gonna do it.
Yeah. We've had conversations with people about file names versus what the title of their document is.
Oh gosh.
You know, like the file name might be mycv.pdf. But the title of it might be Joe Schmo, professor of something, and they think one is the other, and trying to figure out why a link isn't working, and you're like, well, what's the file name? No. I just,
Do you ever, like, I'm so much better at, like, helping others with being, like, next to them and pointing and, like, showing. So does your team, like, make house calls, essentially?
Well, we have open office hours twice a week where people can just show up without an appointment.
Oh, cool.
And so on Mondays and Fridays, there's a block of time on both those days where people can just show up. And it's always packed with people showing up. And so anybody in the office can help them. So they all just kind of, they take turns being assigned to those days as well, so that not everybody has to do those every single week. But yeah, because some people just learn better in person too.
Yep, that is true.
Like even if you have video training online where you're doing literally every screen, it's not the same for how they learn as them being with you and you showing them right there.
Right, yep. And then giving them the opportunity to like interrupt you to ask questions and like clarify everything, because you can't interrupt like a video. You can pause it and rewind, but...
When you can think that you have thought of every single thing.
Yep.
But... When you're used to using something all the time, you might leave out something super simple to you that you don't even think about.
Oh, yeah.
And to them, that's like what's stopped them from being able to do it at all.
Yeah. That's something that like that concept, I bring that concept into so many different things like in my life or like in the workplace. Like you get so like tunnel vision and you don't even realize that it's happening. And it happens, like you just said, like with software and those types of things, but like your department or like we talk about the silos, but that's really why the silos happen is because you forget that like people don't speak your language outside of your department. Like it's just crazy. And it's just such an applicable thing. If someone wants to do a topic on or do a presentation about that, you're welcome to take it.
Okay, you can take me as video presentations.
Yes.
There's something coming up in October.
Yes.
And you're a Trek chair, right? Aren't you?
I am.
Well, what's coming up in October?
Tell us about this thing. Tell us about this thing.
There's this thing coming in October, and it's Jackie's dad's party that's coming to Nashville. They're going to go to a football game, and they're going to
rewind a week before that.
No, Hyad Webb 15, Hyad Webb 2015 is coming in October, and it's in Milwaukee. It's a brand new city for some people where
they've never been.
For people that have never been.
That would make it new.
And I am the DPA track chair, which is what used to be the technical propeller hat, development programming and architecture, and application, excuse me, can't even say the right word for my A.
That's okay.
We are very excited about our track. I am co-track chair with John Wagner from Princeton. And
good guy.
We have lots of stuff on responsive design and Angular, tackling responsive design more, not from kind of should you be doing it or not, because yes, you should, but kind of what tools are out there so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel because there's so many. There's a great session, speaking of something we mentioned earlier, on responsive email.
Yeah.
And developing responsive email. So there's a whole session on that. And again, we've got Angular. Yes. And so in our track, and I think some of the other tracks are trying to do this too, we've tried to kind of group our presentations in themes. So if you do want to kind of do everything responsive, you can kind of sit there in that track and just session after session will be about that topic. So that should be interesting. And I haven't looked at in detail a lot of the other, what's in all of the other tracks, but, we're excited about our DPA track this year, and I'm presenting a workshop and then oddly two sessions.
I'm presenting a workshop too.
Yay. Yeah. My workshop is managing a large site in WordPress.
And
what
mine
is your work?
Mine is navigating social media in higher education.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow. Both riveting topics.
For 3.5 hours, you can hear us talk about awesome things. And
all of these things.
Mine has lots of funny things in it. So I make jokes, and you may or may not laugh at them.
Logan, what? Hilarious.
If you and can believe it, I already have my presentation mostly made, and it is... June.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I mean, really,
for me.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
I wouldn't have thought about it at this point.
My things done until like 3 days before.
Yep. Sounds
See,
like.
See, I've planned this year not to do that. This year,
yeah.
I am not going to freak out. I'm going to do my presentation. That's going to be great.
Sometimes
I'm doing
that
a session on Slack during the conference.
Ooh. Do you guys use Slack on your team?
We heavily use Slack, so I'm talking about slacking off at work.
Hey!
And Slack comes into play with the whole merger thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my people are kind of shy, but they, on Slack, their personalities kind of come out because they're shy in person, but in written communication and stuff like that, their personality kind of is more them, because it doesn't matter if you're shy on Slack. So that's really helped in kind of building the team morale. So we're talking about Slack, and a couple people that can't make it to Hyatt Web are going to actually participate in that presentation.
Oh, that's really fun.
So we're going to have a little crowdsource section.
Very cool. Are you back, Logan? Are you dead? If anything, Lacey can come save you because she's, like, I think right around the corner.
No, she's. I live in Madison. I can see
Belmont from my house. Can wave.
I can see Vanderbilt if I go down two blocks.
Yeah? See, now that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's you guys have it all wrong. You guys are so weird.
Why? Because we only see each other once a year at a conference
2,000 miles away. That's never in Nashville.
I know. We have both been trying to get the whole Nashville thing going. We'll see.
We've tried really hard. Nobody
cares. Everybody wants to come to Nashville.
We are the it city.
We are. We're so hot.
But you won't host anything, so.
We want to.
We've tried.
Please. Bring it.
We have brand new hotels that are awesome and amazing.
We have hotels in Nashville.
We have stuff.
We have ramen shops now. Music
Hall of Fame.
That is true. I think I ran past it.
We ran past it, yes.
I ran past it. I blacked out for most of that run.
The question is where did you eat when you were in Nashville, and did he take you to the good places?
That is the question. Where do we eat, Logan? Well, after the half marathon was... Well, yeah, after
Yay.
Sunday, we went to Sonic. Club was amazing. Because Jackie is obsessed with Sonic.
Because we don't have Sonic where I live.
We went to Otaku South.
Because of ramen.
Which is now closed until it opens back up in the Gulch in September.
We did try, which was hilarious. After the half marathon, I was just like, Logan, I'm hungry. I would like something to eat. And Logan's like, all right. We're not going to go to the place that has the best burger because everybody is going to go to that place. So we're going to go to the place that has the second best burger. I'm like, okay, great. So we like get in the car and we try to get there. And wasn't it closed? What ended up happening?
We went to the best place, which was the pharmacy. And
yes, I was going to say that is the best place.
There was a line out the door. So we turned around and then we went to Gabby's, which we got there at 2:40 and they close at 2:30.
We were very upset.
And then we almost went to PM, and then we were like, let's go to Sonic.
Yep. So that was like the post-race food.
You have to go to pharmacy, though.
Yes, I want to. And so that is on my list when I come down in October, is to go to the pharmacy. What else is on my list? We're potentially arranging a very touristy Petal Tavern outing.
Did you do Hattie B's or Prince's or any hot chicken?
No, I did not get hot chicken. That is the one thing I also missed.
I can't hear Logan anymore. It's so sad.
I tried, and she did not want to at the time.
At the time, I was... No, because we didn't really have a meal to do it. We should have done it after the race.
No. No, 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 no. No.
Never mind. But we did...
And anyway, if I took her... If I wanted her to have the true Nashville hot chicken experience, we would have to go to Prince's.
Yeah.
And then we'd spend 3 hours waiting for them. Not 3 hours, more like
we
an
did
hour.
Have
Hattie B's. It's super convenient to my office, so we can walk down.
We'll do it. Well, the other thing that we didn't get to have, which is apparently a big deal, is Jenny's ice cream.
Yes.
Because it was closed.
They were closed.
Listeria. There was like a some sort of disease thing or something.
I had it yesterday. I had wild berry lavender. It was amazing.
Sounds really good.
Yes.
Now I'm really upset I missed that.
You can find a picture of it on my Instagram.
I think I saw it.
Search.
It's
goat cheese and cherries is amazing.
They don't have that. They don't have the pear, my favorite. They don't have
the pear sorbet.
The pear Riesling sorbet, yeah. They don't have all of their flavors, but they do have a really good root beer and salty caramel too.
Wait, that sounds amazing.
Their menu is different. Did you notice that?
Like, it's because they had to dump all of the ice cream stores that they have for their normal regular recipe stuff and start over. But I was told by them that they will have my favorite stuff back again.
Yeah. What's your favorite? It was sad. They were closed like a month.
Yeah.
It's a long time. But kudos to them for just closing and
dealing with
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't, the one in 12 South, there has been no ill effect on sales.
Nope. They had a line going out the door last time I drove by it, which is every day. Like in the weekday at like 4:30 in the afternoon when I'm leaving Belmont to go pick up Simon, they have a line going out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it is so never excited. A line going out the door. But there is a secret way. There is.
So you could go to the one at the farmer's market, which has a little bit less line.
There is a secret way to skip the line.
Buy it from the freezer.
Yes. Punch everyone?
Get the pint. Go in and buy the pint.
Yell fire?
Skip the line.
That's a good idea. Listeria. But I want the experience, so I want to go in.
And you can try all the flavors.
Oh yeah, totally. I'm like one of those people.
And that's all the time that we have for this episode today.
Oh man, but we've been having so much fun.
I know, and we're gonna start pushing into the I might have to split it up into two episodes line. So let's not go there.
We have a dedicated fan base, so they're gonna listen to the whole thing.
Sure, we do.
And this is a quality one, especially if you like Nashville or wanted to learn about Nashville.
So anyway, thanks Lacey for joining us this week. You can get links to the information and pictures of Jackie's hair on our website, highered.social. If you love this episode, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast.
And as always, if you want to be on the show or know someone that you think would be awesome on our show, we want to meet you or them. So tweet us, email us, message us, send us smoke signals, even though we can't read them. And we would love to have you on the show.
So thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.